Welcome to Donner Audio Interview 2679.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
I would have to say I'd say my parents more than likely than anything, just both of them, mostly because I kind of watch and, well, growing up anyway, I just watched and mimicked and eventually found my own path through that. But I think just their constant influence and their constant coaching growing up really probably impacted me more than anything. I don't know specifically how it would have been an influence, but it pretty much molded me into who I am more or less now.
What do you aspire to be?
Because right now, I would say that I want to go into counseling psychology. So hopefully, eventually, that's what I'll be doing. Otherwise, I just aspire to be a better person and continually improve myself.
And how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I try to be, respectful and kind to other people. That whole do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. So I think that puts me in a pretty decent standing as far as human beings go. I'm pretty easygoing. I do take anything that I undertake, like any job I ever work, I take pretty seriously. I try to have fun while I do it, but I do. Ultimately, the goal is to be efficient and get it done. So I do work really, really hard to do what I have to do, but I also am pretty easygoing for the most part. And just try to stay relaxed and not so stressed out.
You've already talked about your parents' influence on you. What kind of values would you say that they instilled in you and that you might like to pass on to your own children someday?
Being kind to others and showing other people respect, especially elderly people and women. Like they really kind of pushed that whole thing into me, the old fashioned type thing. And I think that I'd really like to pass on to my children too, is just being able to respect others.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you come to develop this attribute?
I'm really good at understanding where other people are coming from, as far as if they had some experience or they feel a certain way about something. I might not necessarily agree with them, but I'm really good at seeing their viewpoint or other people's viewpoints for pretty much anything. Whether or not I've had similar experiences, I can still kind of put myself in their shoes and see it through their eyes. Like I said, not necessarily agree, but I can at least see where they're coming from, which has really helped me, I guess, get through different confrontations with people.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Honestly, I just like to spend time with them when I'm around. I don't get to see them, so since graduating high school, I haven't really had very many opportunities to see them because of distance. But whether it's just watching TV or going out to a bar if it's with my parents, or playing games, whether board games or yard games or anything, just time, it's nice to have.
Right. Tell me about the most cherished gift you ever received for a birthday or holiday.
I guess I could go way back. Like, the one present I really remember, I don't know why I remember it, but I was, I think, 5 or 6, and my parents got me the Nintendo Entertainment System. And that was just a huge deal. And probably because I was 5 or 6, although I'm still a big fan of Nintendo, I will admit. That gift, I think, I probably appreciated more than any other gift that I can think of off the top of my head.
Can you tell me about some activities that you enjoyed in your childhood?
Activity I enjoyed in my childhood, just playing a lot of sports, or just made up games that my friends and I would just come up with on the spot and play. Just a lot of outdoor activities growing up.
So what is your favorite book?
I don't have a specific favorite book. I do tend to read mostly like fantasy novels and series, similar to like Lord of the Rings type thing. No specific book though that I can think of.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read would be Phantom by Terry Goodkind, and it's the second to the last of like an 11-book series, which is going to end in November. So I'm looking forward to being able to finish that series, but that would be the last one that I read.
What was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw? Rush Hour 2.
And what was the last sporting event you attended?
I was at a NASCAR event, I think that last year sometime. So that was the last one I'd been to.
What else do you do for fun?
Read or just games outside, whether it's frisbee or football or anything, and video games. Just all sorts of things, I suppose. But I would say reading, writing, and then just outdoor games.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes. This is one I didn't necessarily agree with, but I had one of my friends thought I looked like Jake Gyllenhaal. And I don't know. I don't really see it so much. But, hey, otherwise, nothing other than that.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma that you have faced and its impact on you.
I joined the Army right after graduation from high school, and I spent six years in the Army. And I think that was that very significant experience, and it had a major impact on me, largely in giving me a broader view of the world. Because I grew up in a small town, so I had just a small town perspective, and so when I get thrown into this big mix, I've got people from small towns and big cities across the country. I've made friends with people of about almost every race that I can think of, and so it gave me just a huge wide perspective of just the world in general.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview, and why.
You know, I wouldn't mind interviewing Genghis Khan, and I don't know, I've had a fascination with him since I was little, or just for the fact that he united so much of Asia when he did it, and just kind of curious as to more about him, I guess, and what motivated him. You know what the history books say and whatnot, but kind of a more personal account from him would be interesting. So yeah, I think Genghis Khan.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I don't know, I'm a big thing with punctuality, and that's probably more from being in the Army than anything, but punctuality has been an important, I just view as very important, so I think that's a very good thing to have. Nobody likes to be kept waiting, after all. Also then, the whole, just the golden rule, people who do treat other people as they want to be treated is very important, I think, because you don't see a whole lot of that, it seems like. And just being true to your word. People have a lot more respect too if people are just they act as they say. They don't say one thing and do another.
And what are you majoring in?
Psychology.
When did you become interested in doing that?
During high school, I had a intro to psych class, and I just kind of fell in love with the field from there. And so I've always been interested in studying it. But like I said, I joined the Army right out of high school, and now that I'm out and wanted to put my focus on school, I thought that would be a good field to go into, and I'd say that class probably struck me more than anything else I took in high school would have been the psychology class I took.
And you're hoping to be a counselor someday?
Hopefully, yeah. We'll see. Grad school was still 4 years down the road, so I keep my mind open to a grad school, but ideally 10 years from now I will have a PhD and go into that.
And what else do you see going on in your life between now and then?
I guess not too much. School is my main priority as I'm going to school. I'm not going to be focused on too much else. That and working on ballroom dance. I recently got involved with ballroom dance. So doing that, and I would like to be, a few months from now, I would like to be competing in ballroom dance. At least just a few, not necessarily like hardcore traveling across the country competing, but if there's a local competition, maybe trying to do that.
Tell me what you would consider to be a romantic evening.
I'm pretty simple. So for me, it's as easy as just dinner and a movie. And that's pretty much, that's really, I don't think you need too much else for just a romanticism. As long as it's an intimate time and it's not just this huge party where there's thousands of people. And, you know, any intimate occasion where you have together, I think, can become pretty romantic time. So...
And what qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Same type of stuff I said in admirable qualities. Someone who's gonna walk the walk and talk the talk. Like they'll act as they talk. They're not just gonna talk a big game and then deliver something completely different. And then someone obviously need to respect and trust me. And then also punctual. I don't think I could handle, like, live with someone long-term that's not punctual. I think they'd just drive me insane.
Okay. And what do you think is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Nicest thing you could do for a significant other, I'd say just some type of sacrifice. Just any type of sacrifice. If you had to sacrifice a promotion that's going to move you because your significant other doesn't want to move, that might have, I don't know, significant pay increase or anything. Like, that type of a sacrifice for your significant other, I think that's about the nicest thing you could probably do for someone else, is holding yourself back from something that you would like for them.
Why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
I decided to participate in the donor program, one, to help people who need the help. And then also, I'd be lying if I said it's not for the help, financial gain. Going to school, it's help. It's nice to have something that doesn't take a whole lot of time that can help kind of at least balance out my savings account, which has just been draining away. But those would be the two motivators for me to participate.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2679.